This is Bob Brunello. This is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Val Phillips Middle School is now ready for the upcoming school year. The first day of classes will be September 1st for 8th graders. Officials plan to allow students and their parents a sneak peek later this month. An official dedication ceremony for Val Phillips is set for September 17th. A total of 800 kids will attend the new school, and staff will start their move-ins on Monday of next week. The Pyrotechnic Guild International Convention will start this weekend, with public shows planned for next week at the Sunnyview Expo Center. The fireworks shows will last well into the night. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Office took to Facebook yesterday, saying they realize people have, quote, mixed feelings about the fireworks shows, but PGI has obtained all necessary permits and approvals. Tickets for the shows can be purchased at the Downtown Discover Oshkosh offices. Food truck fans have a chance to enjoy some food truck food, music, and much more tomorrow at South Park. 15 food trucks are expected. The event is put on by the Friends of the Oshkosh Senior Center. Page 2, about half of the Oshkosh Tiny Home Village's 32 units are now complete, and around 50 people are currently living there. The Tiny Home Village is a project directed by the Oshkosh Kids Foundation. In addition to helping the homeless get shelter, the program offers financial literacy, some parenting classes, and rent smart solutions. New sports turf is going down to the Oshkosh West football field. Varsity games will still be played at J.J. Keller Field. The old Washington School will be sold this fall by the school district if the school board agrees. The school district wants to request proposals for development sometime in September or October. Waterfest returns tonight with the next-to-last show of the summer. The lineup includes Firehouse, Lita Ford, and Warrant. Warren had a couple of top 10 hits with Cherry Pie and Heaven. Gates open at 5:45 this afternoon. Turning to sports, former Oshkosh North and UW Oshkosh football standout Nate Wera has been named to the UW Oshkosh Athletic Hall of Fame. Wera led the Titan football team to the NCAA semifinal round a few years ago. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. Have a great weekend. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.